Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning reset. Wherever you are listening from today, I'm glad you're here. Maybe you're still in your dressing gown. Maybe you're already at your desk pretending that you're not. Maybe this is the only quiet you're going to get before the week asks something of you. Wherever you are this Monday morning, you're not starting the week on your own. Let's start it together. Would you like to join me for three breaths before we go any further? Let's do it. In through the mouth and out through the nose. Again, in through the mouth and out through the nose. Once more, in through the mouth and out through the nose. Wherever you are, whatever you're carrying with you, that's enough for now. Let's begin. I noticed something this week. I was trying to remember when I actually learned to do a lot of the things that I do. Small, ordinary things. And most of them, I couldn't place. There was no lesson. No one sat me down. I just knew how to do them. Which is a strange thing to realise, because someone must have taught me. I just don't think they taught me in the way I always assumed teaching works. Monday mornings tend to run on instructions, agendas, being told what needs doing and when, but the things that actually stayed with me were never told to me at all. They were shown. That thought took me straight back to my dad. He was a mechanical engineer. He loved understanding how things worked, how they broke, how you'd stop them from breaking again. But that's not really what I remember most about him. What I remember is how he taught. He never stood across the garage giving instructions. He'd just say, "Come here, let me show you." Whether it was changing the oil or fixing a puncture, whatever needed doing, he'd stand beside me, hand me the tools, talk me through what he needed me to do and why, and then let me have a go. If I got it wrong, it wasn't a drama. He'd simply say, "Never mind, try it again." Or if something broke, we'd simply make another one. I don't think he ever once sat down and taught me the way you'd teach a lesson. There was no whiteboard, no explanation up front, just him beside me, showing me. I've been doing something similar for years now, without ever really noticing it. When I'm trying to help someone that's struggling with something, I don't want to stand in front of them and tell them what to do. I want to stand beside them and understand what they're seeing. take a breath with them rather than tell them to calm down. For a long time, I thought that was just how I am. It didn't occur to me until this week that I didn't invent it. I inherited it. I've been sitting with that thought ever since. How much of what I do, what I believe, even how I respond when things go wrong, how much of it did I actually choose, and how much did I simply absorb? Standing beside someone a very long time ago, without either of us calling it a lesson, I wonder if that's true for most of us. A way of arguing, a way of forgiving, a way of turning up for someone on a bad day. We call those things just who I am. And maybe some of them are. But maybe some of them belong to someone else first. Someone who never sat us down and explained it. They just let us stand close enough to catch it. I don't think that makes it any less ours. If anything, it might mean that we're carrying more people with us than we realise, not as weight, but as company. So here's what I'm carrying into this week. You probably already carry more of the people who raised you, taught you, or simply stood beside you than you know. Not because they told you to, because they let you watch. Next Monday, we'll spend a few minutes together again. I don't know yet what I'll have noticed by then, but something usually finds me. I'll be here either way. Thank you for giving me these few minutes of your Monday. I don't take that for granted. Whatever this week asks of you, you're not starting it from nothing. You're starting it with everyone who ever stood beside you. I'm Pete Thorpe. Thank you for sharing your Monday morning reset with me. Look after yourself this week. I'll be here next Monday.